In this week's Cotton News Line, three cuts. All cuts are Woody Anderson, chairman of the Texas Boll Weevil Eradication Foundation Board. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Been pretty much right on schedule, about 4.5 million acres of cotton. We are in the second year and third year in a couple of zones along the Gulf Coast of Texas, Southern Blacklands, which is kind of east and south of Dallas, as well as in the lower Rio Grande Valley. We've had some challenges in those areas over the last 2 to 3 years. A couple of the areas in South Texas, the Coastal Bend area, South Texas Winter Garden, we've had about 5 to 6 named storms, weather events, if you will, that have come into that area. Our weevil numbers are down some 92-93% in those areas from when we started the program, but it's not allowed us to go ahead and finish the job there quite like we had hoped. We're still on schedule. The program's working great. Growers are realizing great economic benefits of the program in those areas.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The South Texas area, the Blacklands up around Dallas, pretty good shape. Weevil numbers are pretty low. And then as you move south toward the tip of Texas down toward the lower Rio Grande Valley, weevil numbers have increased. They're still 5 or 6% of the total weevil numbers being caught in those zones. We've seen some acreage shift out of cotton into corn and grains. It's created some challenges because of some volunteer cotton issues. But our main problem in finishing the job down there has been because of those 5 or 6 named storms. Weather events. There's been an area or two down there that's had 50 to 60 days continuous rain, and it makes it pretty hard to operate a program, run trap, do treatment when you have that kind of weather challenge. But the program has worked in spite of all of that, and we'll get there.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We have lots and lots of fields that have no weevil catches in them at all. We have a few hot spots that we're trying to clean up now. Working with the growers, our technical folks in those areas to try to determine how we finish the job. I think we're on track. The finish date is kind of a moving target. Part of that depends on whether where growers plant cotton and on the success of Mexico's program, which right now is going well, and they seem to be on target to finish about the same time we do in South Texas. So we feel optimistic that we're going to be able to finish this thing up in the next 4 to 6 years.